call.
The last couple of months, it's been very well publicized that some people in San Francisco have put together what they call a poop map. And it is shocking. It is just a map where it shows where people have defecated on the sidewalk. And when you look at the wide view of that map, it's all brown. It's completely brown. And then you zoom in and you just see how much of that there is. Well, people around this area, this entire region, the entire Puget Sound region, we've seen the needles and the trash and the human waste all around. And now we have a Seattle trash map that's kind of akin to what's going on in San Francisco. Christopher Rufo is community activist, and he is the person behind this, and he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Chris, good to talk to you again.
It's great to be with you.
Okay, tell me why you think it's important to have this map out there for people to see what's going on around here.
Yeah, you know, I think anyone who drives through the streets of Seattle can see that there's trash on the sidewalks, there's litter in our public parks. We all can feel that it's a crisis, but I wanted to really see with some more quantitative precision how bad the trash problem is in this city. So what I did was I put in a public records request for all of 2018, every citizen complaint about trash, needles, feces, encampments, and I actually got back 19,000 citizen complaints for the year 2018, which I then categorized and put on this interactive map. So anyone in the city, you can put in your address, you can put in your neighborhood, and you can see exactly how bad the trash crisis has become.
And when you look, just as I said with that San Francisco poop map, you look at the wide shot that, you know, spans the city limits, it's almost all black. I mean, it's almost every single bit of the city.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's really shocking. When I first inputted the data, I actually thought there might have been a mistake. But when I dug into it, I mean, really every corner of the city has been impacted. And I think there's a couple things that are really interesting that I found when I analyzed the data, is that if you look at the relationship, for example, between reports of tent encampments and reports of needles, they're tightly clustered together, which I think corroborates the argument that the navigation team has reported that about 80% of people in these encampments have substance abuse disorders, predominantly opioid addictions. And I think that you can see now with the data the extent of trash, needles, and waste that are emanating from more than 400 encampments across the city.
But wait a second. The city of Seattle just put out some data to refute the Seattle is Dying special, telling us that hardly any of the people on the streets have drug issues. How can what you're saying be true, Christopher?
Well, a couple of things. One is that the words that come out of political leaders' mouths are highly political. But if you actually look at the reported data from two sources, one is the navigation teams that report that almost every homeless encampment that they visit has discarded needles, and 80% of the people in those encampments have substance abuse disorders. That's one point. The second point, the city of Seattle itself, in their lawsuit against Purdue Pharma, estimated that at least 50% of all people experiencing homelessness have opioid addictions.
Of course.
So that's about 6,000 people in King County. And then if you look at the trash map, you can see how those two things are connected. All of the places where you see tents, you always see needles. They're very tightly clustered together. And I think, you know, the political leaders have maintained this astonishing level of denial. But anyone that you ask on the street that has their right mind about them can see it. It's as clear as day. And if we want to make a difference, we have to start addressing reality, not just ideological fairy tales that are being perpetuated by leaders.
Yeah, and not just leaders, but there's this, and I've talked about this a lot because I try to stand against it, but there has been a political and media collusion to put out this false narrative to suggest that, you know, these are just the neighbors that you went to middle school with, and that's why we need more tax dollars so we can just build more housing. Until we address the root cause of this, and that is that we have made this the most attractive region in the country in which to be a drug addict, to be a shoplifter, be a property crime committer, until we address that, We are never going to take one step toward solving this problem. And that's why, you know, other than, you know, with exceptions, Channel 4's special was awesome. But there has been a lot of media collusion with politicians about this false narrative. And I, for one, am sick of it.
Yeah, well, sign me up on that. I'm sick of it as well. And that's one of the reasons why I created the trash map. It's another point of concrete evidence that really blows apart the ideological argument. And I think that if you really look at the data, again, Seattle and King County puts out their one-night count. And the report from, I think, 2 years ago, they showed that according to interviews with the people on the streets in Seattle, 51% admitted that they had come from somewhere else. And that's almost certainly an understatement, because if you show up in Seattle, you spend a night in a homeless shelter, you're actually counted as someone being from Seattle.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the city's game and that's what it is. They're playing games with these human lives, and they're coached to say that their last known address was the, you know, downtown emergency services center. And so then the city of Seattle says that they're from here, based on that. And it could be somebody who came from Phoenix, spent one night at that center, and they're coached to say it. And yes, that's why, you know, people like you, I try to do it on the media side. We've got to cut through all the nonsense that's being pushed. So that, I mean, because there is a homeless industrial complex. A lot of people are getting rich off this problem. A lot of people are galvanizing political power off of this problem. And it's going to take some truth before we ever get anywhere near solving it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But fortunately, from my experience attending community meetings, talking to people in neighborhoods, the energy is shifting. People are starting to break out of this ideological spell. And every day, neighbors and middle-class people who live in this city are saying, enough is enough. At what point do we start stepping back from government by ideological agenda and return to a practical, yep, moderate government that takes care of the basics, like taking out the trash?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had 2,000 years of civilization where municipal government, one of their key functions is to take out the trash. And it's astonishing that a city with a $6 billion annual budget and 10,000 employees can't even do the very basics of keeping our city clean and keeping our residents safe.
What's the website if people want to see the trash map?
The best way to do it is just to Google Seattle Trash Map 2018. There's a couple links. It's starting to kind of perpetuate in the media. It's all up there, and I really appreciate you raising some awareness and spreading the word.
Yeah, and I will also say, I know you're focused on Seattle, but as we all know, this is relatable to people in Snohomish and in Fife and everywhere in the Puget Sound region, because this has become a region-wide political, you know, con game. Christopher Rufo, I really appreciate the work you're doing. I'm glad you came on with me today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. You can text me. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.